Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Dry River Jazz. I'm your host, Trevor Hodgkins, coming at you all the way from the dusty banks of the Rio Grande. We are into the second hour of the show tonight. Get things kicked off this hour with Amina Figueroa, the amazing piano player. This is a track off her release 12. It's called NYCST. Features Bart Plateau on flute, Ernie Hams on trumpet, Mark Mamas on sax, Jordan Vierdag on bass, and Chris Buckshot Strick on drums. Thank you. Pasqua with Wicked Good. That's off the album The Anti-Social Club. It featured a young Ambrose Akinmuzier on trumpet, as well as Alex Acuna on percussion, Jeff Elwood on sax, Scott Amendola on drums, Jimmy Haslip on bass, Nels Klein on guitar, and of course Alan Pasqua on piano. I got to talk to Nels Klein not too long ago, and I told him how much I enjoyed this particular record, and it blew him away that anybody had even heard it. He thought a lot of people should hear it because he really loved it. In fact, he said it's one of his favorite albums he's ever recorded on, but he didn't expect that very many people would. I said, yeah, not only have I heard it and I love it, but I play it on my show. We had Nordic Connect right before that with Cowboy. That's off their 2006 release, Flurry. Nordic Connect featuring the sisters Ingrid Jensen on trumpet and Christine Jensen on alto and soprano sax. They were also joined by Maggie Olin on piano, Matthias Whelan on bass, and John Wicken on drums. Coming up next, we're going to stick around in the mid-2000s for a little while longer with T.S. Monk. That's right, this is the son of Thelonious Monk. He does not play piano, he plays drums, and he does an incredible job. This is a track off his 2003 release, Higher Ground. It's called Crawdaddy.
Thank you.
Derek Shesby, wrapping up that set of music with Royal Garden Blues. That's off the 1994 release, Spodey's Back. We had the Dirty Dozen Brass Band right before that with Freakish. That's off their 1993 album, Jelly. The Dirty Dozen Brass Band plays Jelly Roll Morton. So can you guess who wrote that tune? I know, no idea. But can you guess who wrote Royal Garden Blues? You might already know this. Clarence and Spencer Williams. Coming up next, another tune written by Spencer Williams, this time partnering with Jack Palmer. The tune is I've Found a New Baby, and this performance comes your way from 1951 by the Lester Young Trio. Who is joining Prez in this trio? Buddy Rich on drums and Nat King Cole on piano.
Bye. always here when you sigh. Never in my word land could there be ways to reveal in a phrase how I feel. Have you ever heard two turtle doves, bill and coo, when they love? That's the kind of magic music we make with our lips when we kiss. And there's a weepy old willow, he really knows how to cry. That's how I'd cry on my pillow if you should tell me farewell and goodbye. Lullaby a birdland whisper low, kiss me sweet and we'll go flying high in birdland, high in the sky up above, all because we're in love. There's a weepy old willow, he really knows how to cry. That's how I'd cry in my pillow if you should tell me farewell and goodbye. Lullaby a birdland whisper low, kiss me sweet and we'll go flying high in birdland, high in the sky up above, all because we're in love.
From 1954, that was Sassy, the Divine One, Sarah Vaughan, performing with Clifford Brown on Lullaby of Birdland. They were also joined by Herbie Mann on flute, Paul Kinichet on tenor sax, Jimmy Jones on piano, Joe Benjamin on bass, and Roy Haynes on drums. And right before that, Bird himself, Charlie Parker on the classic Star Eyes from 1951. That featured Buddy Rich on drums, Hank Jones on piano, and Ray Brown on bass. Some absolute all-stars in that set of music.